Jeremiah chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their forefathers, and they will possess it." These are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For this is what the Lord says, "We have heard cries of terror, fear, and not peace. Ask now and see, can a man give birth to a child? Why do I see every man with his hands holding his stomach like a woman in labor, and all faces have turned pale? Alas, that day is so great that there has never been one like it. It is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will break the oppressor's yoke from off your neck, and will snap your bonds. Foreigners will no more make him their slave, but they will serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord. Do not be dismayed, O Israel, for I will save you from a land far off, and your seed from the land of their exile. And Jacob will return, and will enjoy peace and quiet, and no one will make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you, for I will totally destroy all the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not totally destroy you, but I will discipline you with due measure, and will in no way allow you to go unpunished. For this is what the Lord says, your wound is incurable, and your injury is severe. There is no one to plead your cause, no cure for your wound, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not care about you. I have wounded you like an enemy would, with the punishment of a cruel foe, because your iniquity is great, because your sins are so numerous. Why do you cry about your injuries? Your pain is incurable, because your iniquity is great. Because your sins are so numerous, I have done these things to you. Therefore, all those who devour you will be devoured. All your adversaries, every last one of them, will go into exile. They who have plundered you will be plundered, and all who prey on you I will give up for prey. For I will restore your health, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, mocking, it is Zion, whom no one cares about. This is what the Lord says, I will bring back Jacob's tents from captivity, and have compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on its own hill, and the palace will be set in its rightful place. Out of them will proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of those having fun. I will multiply them, and they will not be few. I will also honor them, and they will not be despised. Their children also will be just like it was long ago, and their congregation will be established before me. I will punish all who oppress them. They will have their own prince, and their ruler will come from the midst of them. I will bring him near, and he will approach me. For who would dare to approach me otherwise, says the Lord? You will be my people, and I will be your God. Look, the storm of the Lord, his wrath has broken out, like a swirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and completed everything his heart intended. In the latter days, you will understand it. Jeremiah chapter 30.